これから組のスピーチとその内容に関する3つの質問およびあ、い、う、えの4つの答えを読みます。質問に対する正しい答えをあからえの中から1つずつ選び記号で答えなさい。
Do you say good morning to many people every morning? When I was a small child, I said good morning only to my family. But Ms. Kato changed me when I was 6 years old. I was a new elementary school student at that time, and she worked at a shop on the way to school. When I was walking in front of the shop, she always said to me, "Good morning." She looked very kind, and I was happy to hear that. I wanted to say good morning to her, but no words came out of my mouth that day. There were no words that came out of my mouth the next day either. But on the third day, I said to her, "Good morning." My voice was quiet, but I felt very happy. After that day, I said that to her every morning. And I started to say these words to other people too. Now I think the words "good morning" can make people happy. How about saying good morning to people you don't know tomorrow morning? It will make you happy.
Questions. Number 1. When did Kumi start to say good morning to Ms. Kato?
When she was 4 years old.
I.
When she was 5 years old.
U.
When she was 6 years old.
I.
When she was a junior high school student.
Number 2. Did Kumi say good morning to Ms. Kato on the first day?
Yes.She said that to her on the first day.
I.
No, she said that to her on the second day.
U.
No, she said that to her only on the third day.
I.
No, she said that to her on the third day and after that.
Number 3.What does Kumi think about the words good morning?
She thinks we don't have to use these words.
I.
She thinks they can make people happy.
U.
She thinks they can make people tired.
I.
She thinks we must say these words only to our family.